Hi, Martha. Hello, Jennifer. You going into the shop?
Only for some stamps. How are you, Pat?
Fine. How are you?
Me? Oh, I'm fine, too. I'm busy correcting the proofs of my book in my free time.
It'll take ages if it's a long book.
Oh, it's a detective story, only 50,000 words.
And I gibbered writing a 3-page letter.
I have to be with the children 2 or 3 evenings a week. The rest of the time I get on with my writing. This new novel, which hasn't in fact been going very well. More of the articles I do for the Echo. Hard work. But it keeps me out of mischief.
Yeah, but you do a job during the day as well.
I do, don't I? And unless I get back to Grey Gables, I'll find I've been sacked.
How's the proofreading going?
Slowly, but I'm getting through it.
You are clever, you know. 2 books published.
Not quite.
Well, almost. I'm so proud of you.
Are you, Mum? Honestly?
Of course I am. Why shouldn't I be?
There are times when I don't feel much of a success.
Why ever not?
Well, it's usually when the children are tetchy and my novel isn't going well and there's no news from anybody.
You mean Roger?
It's just that... Well, I don't envy Chris a thing. I'm glad for her. But she's only had a small dose of separation. Now her problems are solving themselves.
She's on top of the world, isn't she?
But with Carol and me, we can't help wondering how long it'll be before we... No, I must stop. I didn't come round here to moan.
Nonsense. That's what I'm here for. And you weren't moaning. You're like your father. He just went doggedly on.